And welcome back to our podcast for Fahrenheit 451. I'm Chloe.
I'm Bella.
And I'm Emily.
And today our theme will be secrets.
So today I'm going to start off by summarizing part 2 of Fahrenheit 451. In section 2 of Fahrenheit 451, Montag steps up his level of curiosity. He suddenly remembers meeting an old English professor by the name of Faber and decides to tell him some of his secrets, hoping that Faber can help him. He meets up with Faber, who reluctantly agrees to help Montag. Faber gives Montag some advice and he comes up with a plan. His plan is to put books in all of the firehouses so that when people find the books there, they will have to burn down the firehouses. When Montag goes back to his house, Mildred has friends over, and Montag insists that he reads them something from one of his books. Her friends are shocked, and one starts to cry and ends up going home. Later, Montag goes to the fire station, but Captain Beatty is acting rather strange towards Montag. The phone rings, and they have to go burn some books somewhere. When they arrive at their destination, Montag suddenly realizes they have stopped in front of his own house.
I agree, this chapter had a lot more suspense than the last one, and it made it much more interesting to read. I have a personal story that goes along with our theme of secrets. When you hear the word secrets, you usually think of a negative connotation, as in gossip, drama, frenemies, and that sort of thing. But many times, secrets can be a positive thing. One time when I had a positive secret that I had to keep was last year for my sister's high school graduation. Obviously, graduating is a big deal, and with a big deal comes a big celebration. My grandparents had decided to meet us for the occasion along with many of our family friends. So you get the idea, it was incredibly exciting. And now for the secrets part. My mom was storing everything she bought for the celebration in my walk-in closet, so every day when I would get dressed, I was reminded of the impending excitement. Each day, my anticipation would grow until I felt like I was about to burst with joy. Thankfully, I was able to hold all of this secret information for my sister. I ended up having an amazing time with my family and friends, and I'm glad that I was able to keep all of the secrets of my sister's graduation to myself. So this is just one example of how positive secrets impacted my life, but in chapter 2 of Fahrenheit 451, I think a lot of the secrets were negative.